The 17th Friday in Ordinary Time. Today's Gospel is from St. Matthew. Jesus went to his hometown and taught the people in their synagogue. They were amazed and said, "Where did he get this wisdom and these special powers? Isn't he the carpenter's son? Isn't Mary his mother, and aren't James, Joseph, Simon, and Judas his brothers? Aren't all his sisters living here? How did he get all this?" And so they took offense at him. Jesus said to them, "The only place where prophets are not welcome is their hometown and in their own family." And he did not perform many miracles there because of their lack of faith. The commentary today is from Father Ignacy Navarri Ibanez from La Salle de Rosel in Leida. The only place where prophets are not welcome is their hometown and in their family. Today, as in yesteryear, to speak about God to those we know is a difficult thing to do. In a commentary about Jesus, St. John Chrysostom says, "The villagers of Nazareth do admire him, but their admiration does not go to the point of believing in him, but rather feeling envious, as if meaning, why him and not I?" Jesus knew quite well those who, instead of listening to him, took offense at him. They were his relatives, friends, neighbors he appreciated, but precisely to whom he would never be able to transmit the message of salvation. We, who cannot work miracles or do not have Christ's sanctity, will not incite envies, though at times, if we are really trying to live as true Christians, we may actually do. However, come what may, we shall often find that those we love the most are those who could not care less about listening to us. To this effect, we must also bear in mind that shortcomings are easier to spot than virtues, and accordingly, those closer to us may wonder, "What are you trying to teach me? You who used to do or still does this or that." To preach or speak about God with our own people or family may be difficult, but necessary. It must be said that when he was going back home, Jesus was preceded by his miracles and his word. Maybe in our case, we may need a certain reputation for sanctity, whether at home or away, before preaching to those at home. In his previous comment, St. John Chrysostom asks, "Please, look at the Master's kindness. He does not punish them for not listening to him, but he tells them sweetly, 'The only place where prophets are not welcome is their hometown and in their own family.'" It is evident Jesus would leave somewhat sadly, but nonetheless, he would proceed with his preaching until his word of salvation would be welcomed by his own people. Likewise, we, that have nothing to forgive or oversee, we have to preach so that Jesus' words reach those that we love but do not want to listen to us.